This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian soldiers are slowly edging closer to a city in eastern Ukraine that they have tried to seize for months. Bakhmut has remained in Ukrainian hands during the war, despite Moscow's goal of capturing the entire Donbas region bordering Russia. While much of the fighting in the last month has unfolded in southern Ukraine's Kherson region, the battle heating up around Bakhmut demonstrates Russian President Vladimir Putin's desire for visible gains following his troops' clear setbacks. Taking Bakhmut would rupture Ukraine's supply lines and open a route for Russian forces to press on toward other Ukrainian strongholds in the east. Mercenaries from the shadowy Wagner Group are reported to be leading the charge. China's largest city of Shanghai is ordering mass testing on all 1.3 million residents of a downtown district. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The residents are to be confined to their homes at least until results are known. The demand is an echo of measures ordered over the summer that led to a two-month lockdown that devastated the local economy, prompting food shortages and rare confrontations between residents and the authorities. China's shown no sign of backing away from its hardline zero COVID policy since a major congress of the ruling Communist Party that concluded this week awarded authoritarian leader Xi Jinping a third five-year term in power. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Nigeria's police force said it was beefing up security as the United States ordered non-emergency diplomatic staff to leave the capital Abuja with their families due to a, quote, heightened risk of terrorist attacks. This is VOA News. Philippine officials say torrential rains set off flash floods and landslides that swamped a southern province, killing at least 31 people and leaving 9 others missing. They say most victims died from drowning or landslides in one province. Flood waters rapidly rose in many low-lying villages, forcing some residents to climb onto their roofs where they were rescued by army troops. The unusually heavy rains were caused by a tropical storm, which forecasters expect to slam into the country's eastern coast on Saturday. Japan's cabinet has approved a hefty economic package, including about 29 trillion yen, or $200 billion in government spending, to alleviate the burden of rising utility rates and food prices. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said Friday in a news conference he aims to overcome rising prices and boost the economy to protect people's lives and jobs. Globally, surging prices and a weakening of the yen have amplified costs for imports, pushing inflation higher. What will be Twitter's future now that it's been bought by Elon Musk? AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Twitter user Wynn Hosser says Musk buying Twitter will be the end of Twitter.
I'm getting a lot of right-wing stuff all of a sudden on my feed that I wasn't getting before.
Former Twitter employee Claire Diaz-Ortiz says she doesn't know where Twitter will be in 6 months with the changes Musk wants to make.
He wants to build a super app. He wants to add payments. He wants to do more video. He maybe wants to make it like a protocol. He wants to verify users. I mean, he wants to do all these big things. At the same time, he wants to cut 75% of all the people that currently work there.
Musk already has ousted Twitter's CEO, CFO, and the company's top lawyer. I'm Donna Warder.
Recapping our top story, Russian soldiers are slowly edging closer to a city in eastern Ukraine that they have tried to seize for months. Bakhmut has remained in Ukrainian hands during the war, despite Moscow's goal of capturing the entire Donbas region bordering Russia. While much of the fighting in the last month has unfolded in southern Ukraine's Kherson region, the battle heating up around Bakhmut demonstrates Russian President Vladimir Putin's desire for visible gains following his troops' clear setbacks. Taking Bakhmut would rupture Ukraine's supply lines and open a route for Russian forces to press on toward other Ukrainian strongholds in the east. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.